The inner quartile range is determined by locating two scores, and those scores are the 25th percentile score and the 75th percentile score. Now remember when we talked about the median was that score that cut off the upper 50% from the lower 50%. And remember, if there were five scores in the distribution, we just went to the middle and called the third score the median. If there were six scores in the distribution, we took the difference between the third and the fourth, or the average of the third and the fourth, and called that the median. Likewise, the 25th percentile simply cuts off the bottom 25% of the scores from the upper 75%, and it's determined basically in the same way, from rank ordering the scores from the lowest to highest and just counting up until we've encountered 25% of them, and that calling that the 25th percentile. The upper 25th percentile, or the 75th percentile, cuts off the upper 25 from the lower 75. So those are the two points that we determine when we locate, calculate the inner quartile range. And the inner quartile range is simply the 75th percentile score minus the 25th percentile score. So again, like the range, it's one score minus the other. But unlike the range, those extremes, that score 1 and score 100, which could be any very, very extreme score, aren't used. So we back into the distribution a little bit from the 100th to the 75th percentile, from 0 to 25th. So it's the difference between the 75th percentile and the 25th percentile. That is the interquartile range. Now the semi-interquartile range, as you can see here, is simply the interquartile range divided by 2. Why that's a better measure, and why the field has sort of adopted that over the interquartile range, I don't really know. But it is more common, but obviously they're very highly related.